Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA has just announced new investments for rural broadband projects. Gary Crawford has the report.
Millions of us who live in urban and suburban areas take for granted being able to connect to the rest of the world through our high-speed internet connections. We consider it basically an essential utility like electricity. We pay our bills using it, do our banking, handle our health care, buy and sell products, and even earn college degrees online. But there are millions of rural residents who have little or no access to any kind of high-speed internet service.
Rural communities are the backbone of our nation and have a broad impact on our economy. But for too long, rural communities have been left out.
We are leaving a lot of rural families and a lot of rural businesses and farms behind.
Two voices there. First, White House Infrastructure Coordinator Mitch Landrieu, and then Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, two key players in the administration's efforts to bring rural residents the same opportunities as their urban and suburban counterparts.
It starts with making sure rural communities are connected to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet.
Mitch Landrieu told a news conference the other day it's a huge job. One reason so many rural areas don't have high-speed internet is simply the cost of running the cables to homes that may be miles apart. Communications companies would have to charge customers exorbitant rates to cover even the initial costs. That's why Congress and the Agriculture Department have come up with programs to help defray some of those costs, help pay for projects across rural America. The latest announcement on that coming from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who told reporters the other day that through the USDA's Reconnect program, which is designed to bring high-speed internet to underserved communities.
$401 million is being announced today. That includes 20 projects in 11 states. All told, we expect about 31,000 families and businesses in these 11 states to benefit from this investment.
And the 11 states in this case include
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Nevada, North Dakota, and Texas.
One of those projects, as you heard there, the state of Nevada. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto told reporters the $27 million project in her state will help build a system in rural Lovelock, Nevada.
To connect 4,884 people, 130 businesses, 22 farms, and 7 public schools across rural Nevada.
And for the folks who finally will get affordable internet,
this is a game changer. There is a need for this connectivity on so many levels, whether it brings telehealth, telemedicine, e-learning, workforce development. It's a connection that is so important.
But this is just one of many Reconnect investments in the works.
There's going to be a constant stream of projects being announced between now and say the first part of 2023.
And many more next year, funded by the bipartisan infrastructure bill that has $65 billion in it for rural high-speed internet projects. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.